very much. I would like also to thank the organizers and also congratulate the Bruce event. Okay. So my talk is about actually derivations of tensor products of two algebras, which for simplicity I denote by D of A tensor S. And my talk consists of two parts. The first part is generalization. Of a theorem of Bloch 1969, and second part is a generalization of a theorem of Moody and Benkart and Moody 1986. And finally, I just say a few words on the applications. So, in my talk, K always will be a field, so all algebras will be over a field K. Sorry, I should take it up. So all algebras will be over the field K, and always A and S are two algebras. So I recall that the centroid of an algebra A is by definition the set of all endomorphisms such that gamma AB is A gamma B and is gamma AB for all A and B in A. So this is a unital associative subalgebra of endomorphism of A, and it turns out that the centroid is very important tool in the understanding of derivations of tensor product of two algebras, and I'm happy that Georgia today will talk about centroids of Lie algebras in more detail. So I just mentioned that if A is perfect, then centroid of an algebra is commutative. And if A is commutative, associative, and unital, then centroid of an algebra is isomorphic to itself, sending any gamma to gamma of 1. And we identify this we take this isomorphism as identification throughout my talk. So let me state the theorem of Bloch in 1969. So suppose A is perfect and finite dimensional, and S is commutative, associative, and unital. Then the derivation algebra of A tensor S is just derivations of A tensor S plus centroid of A tensor derivations of S, where here we have identified S with centroid of S because S is commutative, associative, and unital. So in this theorem, both these are subalgebras of derivations, but not in general ideals. Okay, so actually we would like to generalize the Bloch theorem in the sense that we want the algebra A to be finite dimensional, not necessary infinite dimensional, not necessary finite dimensional. And if we go through the proof of Bloch's theorem carefully, we see that the finite dimensionality is essentially used. So the finite dimensionality is essentially used to prove that the algebra homomorphism psi from centroid of A tensor S to centroid of A tensor S, sending a generator gamma tensor S to gamma tensor left multiplication by S, is an isomorphism. So by L of S, I mean the left multiplication or right multiplication, because S is commutative by S. So the finite dimensionality is used to prove that this is an isomorphism. However, in a recent theorem, it is proved by Alison, Berman, Pionzola, and also Benkart, Neher, that suppose A is perfect and S is commutative, associative, and unital. Then this algebra homomorphism is an isomorphism if one of the following hold. So S is finite dimensional. Second, A is finitely generated as an algebra over K. A is finitely generated as an algebra over its centroid, because we can consider A as a module over centroid by just saying that gamma acts on any A by gamma A. And finally, if A is unital, so not only if A is finite dimensional, this is an algebra homomorphism, but in more general cases, we can say that the map psi is an isomorphism. Using this theorem, we are able to generalize the Bloch's theorem, but to mention that I need to say a few words before that, and I state it carefully later. So, definition, let V and W be vector spaces over K. A family of endomorphisms of V is called admissible if for any in V in V, fi of is zero except for finitely many I. So now let EV be a subspace of V and EW be a subspace of W, and let I be an index set such that its cardinality is equal to the dimension of EW. Yes? As a module over here. Sorry. Thank you. Yeah, as a module over C of A. Thank you. Okay, so we consider two subspaces of V and W, and we suppose that dimension of EW has cardinality of index I. Then we define EV tensor EW with this arrow to be the set of all elements of the form Fi tensor Gi, I in I, such that Fi is admissible in V, and Gi is in EW for any I. Sorry, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, EV is a subspace of endomorphism of V, and EW is a subspace of endomorphism of W. Then we can consider this as a subspace of endomorphism of V tensor W by saying that this element act on V tensor W as sigma Fi V tensor Gi W. And this is well defined because of this admissibility conditions. Only a finite number of Fi's are zero for any V. And this is a subspace of endomorphism of V tensor W. And in fact, this is, if we fix a basis Hi, I in I of EW, then EV tensor EW is just the set of sigma Fi tensor Hi, Fi admissible in V. Now, in a similar way, we can define. So, similarly, we can define EV tensor EW with bracket to the right. Here, admissible come from this space and the basis come from this one. Okay, now with this notation I can say what is the generalization of Bloch's theorem. So theorem, suppose A is perfect, S is commutative, associative and unital, and instead of finite dimensionality in the Bloch's theorem, we have here that the map psi is an isomorphism. So under all the conditions which we have here for the map psi to be isomorphism, then we have that derivations of A tensor S is derivations of A tensor S plus centroid of A tensor derivations of S. And so elements of here, by the definition which I made, are of the form sigma di tensor si when di is an admissible family in derivations of A and si is a basis of S. And element of here are of the form sigma gamma j tensor d prime j, j in j when gamma j is a basis of centroid of A and d prime j is an admissible family in derivations of S. And fortunately, for the most application, for the application that we are interested, these are just usual tensor product. So in addition, maybe I should say moreover, if one of the following holds, then this condition is automatically satisfied. Psi is an isomorphism, and these tensor products are usual tensor products. And these conditions are A or S is finite dimensional. Second, S is finitely generated, and either of the followings hold. A is finitely generated as an algebra over K. A is finitely generated as a module over a centroid of A, and moreover C of A and D of A is zero. And finally, A is finitely generated as a module over differential centroid of A, which by definition is the set of centroidal elements such that centralizes the derivations of A. So in these situations, psi is an isomorphism, and these are just usual tensor products. Okay, so this was the first part of my talk. That was a generalization of Bloch's theorem. So in 1986, Benkart and Moody used this theorem, Bloch's theorem, to establish a theorem on the relations between derivations and automorphisms of tensor product of two algebras, which has very nice application. I will talk about it later. I want to talk about this result now. So let me start with some notation. So let sigma 1 be an automorphism of A, sigma 2 be an automorphism of S, both of period M, assume that omega is a primitive nth root of unity in K. So we assume K contains such primitive nth root of unity. And we assume that if a characteristic of K is not zero, then P does not divide M. Okay, so because of these conditions, we can decompose A as so we have a ZM grading on A because we have a automorphism of period M. This is just a set of eigenspaces corresponding to eigenvalue omega to the power I. Also, sigma 1 can be considered as an automorphism of endomorphisms of A. In fact, one can define sigma 1 star in endomorphism of A by sigma 1 star of F to be sigma 1 F sigma 1 inverse. So this is again a period and automorphism of endomorphism of A. And therefore, by restriction, it induces an automorphism sigma 1 star this is automorphism of endomorphism of A. And by restriction, it induces an automorphism of derivations of A. And also an automorphism of centroid of A. Therefore, we can have a ZM grading on D of A. And also ZM grading on C of A. Consider sigma 1 tensor sigma 2. This is an automorphism of A tensor S. So in the same way, sigma 1 tensor sigma 2 star, it's an automorphism of endomorphism of A tensor S. And again, by restriction, it induces an automorphism of derivations of A tensor S and on centroid of A tensor S. Now, the theorem of Benkhart and Moody says that then suppose A is finite dimensional, A is perfect, S is commutative, associative, and unital, and some technical conditions that for some unit Q bar in ZM, there is a unit U in SQ bar. This is the eigen space corresponding to Q bar for S with respect to automorphism sigma 2. This is a technical condition in most application, it always holds. And sigma 1 and sigma 2 are as above. Then the theorem says that, so I guess we have to be fast. Then, if we look at A tensor S, and we look at this automorphism of this algebra, and then look at the fixed point of this automorphism, this is a subalgebra of A tensor S, so we can think about what is derivations of this subalgebra. And on the other hand, if we look at derivations of A tensor S, then sigma 1 tensor sigma 2 star is an automorphism of this, so we can think about fixed point of this automorphism. And their theorem says that these two are isomorphic. And in fact, the restriction map from here to here, this gives this isomorphism. And it has very nice applications because, for example, if this is a finite dimensional simple Lie algebra, this is a Lorentz polynomial in one variable. So we know that all twisted affine Lie algebras are realized this way. they are fixed point of such tensor products. So it gives derivations of say twisted affinely algebras of this form, but by Bloch's theorem this is just derivations of A tensor S plus centroid of A tensor derivations of S, sigma 1 tensor sigma 2 star, and this is sigma so it gives derivations of A tensor, for example, if it is finite dimensional simple Lie algebra, gives derivations of twisted affine Lie algebras in terms of derivation of finite dimensional simple Lie algebra, and derivations of Laurent polynomials. So now I have to just say what is the result for generalization of this theorem. If we forget about the finite dimensionality here and add here that the map psi is an isomorphism. So if you forget about this result and add here that psi is an isomorphism, then we get the same result here, only we have to put here this arrow tensor product and here also this arrow tensor product. And the nice thing is that in most application which we are interested, these are just usual tensor products. For example, so moreover, if, for example, A and S are finitely generated, then psi is an isomorphism, and these are usual tensor products. Okay, I guess I have no time to say a little bit about application. Thank you very much.
Thank you.